This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, health experts say that the number of deaths as the result of the COVID-19 virus approaches 240,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 3.4 million. In the United States, nearly 66,000 people have died from it, and the number of infections are about a third of the global. A top health official says that the U.S. government was slow to understand how much coronavirus was spreading from travelers in Europe, which helped drive the acceleration of outbreaks. The number two official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article Friday that suggested limited testing and delayed travel alerts for areas outside China contributed to the jump in some cases in the U.S. Some public health experts saw it as an important assessment by one of the nation's most respected public health doctors. U.S. regulators will allow emergency use of the first drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. U.S. President Trump talked about this and announced the move Friday after preliminary results from a government-sponsored study showed that the drug shortened the time to recovery for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drug also might be reducing deaths. A New York City nursing home says nearly 100 of its residents have died from confirmed or suspected cases of the novel coronavirus. The Isabella Geriatric Center in Manhattan is among the hardest hit nursing homes in the state, with 46 confirmed fatalities and additional 52 deaths of people suspected to have the virus. The nursing home said it had to order a refrigerator truck because funeral homes have been taking days to pick up the deceased. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world who are dying at a higher rate, and especially for those over age 80. The fatality rate is five times the global average. The UN chief adds that the beyond health risks, the pandemic is putting older people at greater risk of poverty, with an especially devastating impact on the elderly in developing countries. Guterres issued a report Friday on the impact of COVID-19 on older people with the message that no person, young or old, is expendable. North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in 20 days. After his absence triggered global rumors that he may be seriously ill. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that he attended a ceremony marking the completion of a fertilizer factory near Pyongyang with other senior officials, including a sister. State media published several photos of Kim at that factory, smiling as he looks around the facilities and he cuts a red ribbon. Speculation about his health swirled after he missed the April 15th birthday celebration for his late grandfather. The possibility of high-level instability raised troubling questions about the future of the secretive nuclear-armed state that has been steadily building an arsenal. About 300 heavily armed volunteers plan to sneak into Venezuela and ignite a popular rebellion that would end in President Nicolas Maduro's arrest. But instead, the ringleader of the plot is jailed and the U.S. on narcotics charges, and the former Green Beret advisor is facing questions about his visits to secret training camps in Colombia. The Associated Press pieced together the never-told story, the call to arms that crashed before it was launched, based on interviews with more than 30 Maduro opponents and aspiring freedom fighters. The investigation found that the attempt to start an uprising collapsed due to weak planning, internal feuding, and a poorly trained force that, without support from the U.S., stood little chance of beating the Venezuelan army. The U.S. military said Friday that its withdrawal from the Afghanistan area is continuing and that it does expect troop levels to drop to 8,600 by mid-July under terms of a peace-building deal with the Taliban, and the conditions-based military withdrawal began within days after the signing of a landmark agreement with the Islamist insurgency. On February 29th, when the number of total American troops in the country stood at around 13,000. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.